Good morning, Memphis. It's time to start your day with the Pledge of Allegiance, brought to you by Weimer's Jewelry.
Hi, my name is Michael Powell, and I'm a financial advisor. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Need a ring size? We can do it. I'm David Weimer, and we are Weimer's Jewelry. Most sizing done same day, if in by noon. Weimer's Jewelry, 7525 Stage Road, the shops of Appling Way.
Live from the Brim Snack Food Studio at the mighty 990 Broadcast Center. Stomping out bias and setting the record straight, Robin Walensky.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Hour 1 of the show. It's Wednesday, September 2nd. Topping the program this morning, graffiti at Graceland and other Memphis locations. Folks, is anything safe or sacred in our society anymore? 901-260-5926 is our number. And Speaker Pelosi caught on camera getting her hair done in San Fran. No mask. Hypocrite? You decide.
Here's what's in the news right now on Wake Up Memphis.
So this store was here 109 years, just about the oldest in the nation doing what you did.
Oldest in the state, for sure.
That's fantastic. And we're going to help them a lot. I think we're going to help them a lot. Would you like to say something?
I just appreciate President Trump coming today. Everybody here does.
President Trump there visiting Kenosha, Wisconsin, despite the fact that the Democratic mayor and the Democratic governor said, don't come here. Meanwhile, 15 miles of people standing in the streets of Wisconsin, waiting and watching the president's motorcade going by. Not just Republicans, folks, Democrats out there too, with Trump signs and cheering on the president. 15 miles. Oh, and guess what? His poll numbers are up today. 6:07 here on Wake Up Memphis as we pivot to one of our top local stories this morning. Joining me right now on the Mighty 990 Newsmaker line, friend of this program, Republican Memphis City Councilman Frank Colvett Jr. is here. Frank, good morning and welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Robin. Thank you for having me back. You know, I wear my mask whether I'm going to get lunch or going out, just going into a business. But, you know, I don't sit there, Madam Pelosi, getting her hair done without her mask on. I mean, that's the most hypocritical thing I've heard yet from her. And that's at the end of a long list.
Let me tell you this. I had a hair blowout last week. And the week before that, I had my hair dyed. And at the salon that I went to, first of all, in the first weeks that they were allowed to open, I was sitting outside and my stylist took care of me outside and we both had masks on. And then when I had a blowout last week, which is the video that Fox News has of her from a security camera in the salon in San Francisco, there she is walking with her wet hair and the mask is down around her neck like a necklace. So you can't get your hair cut, Frank, but she can get hers done. Oh, and without a mask. You talk about a hypocrite.
Well, and it's classic liberal theology. You know, do as I say, do as I require of you, but no, not as me. That doesn't apply to me. It only applies to you little people that I look down upon. And it's the same with the Memphis City Council. I mean, you know, if they get in trouble or they have a problem, they call the cops. You guarantee, I absolutely guarantee you, the police will be responding very, very quickly to them. But all of a sudden, we have graffiti at Graceland. You know, if we had 2,800 police officers, I guarantee you that there would be enough patrolling out there that a lot of this tomfoolery would have stopped, or they would have had a better chance to catch them. Or even better, we would have more detectives able to look into this and catch these folks. The problem that we're running into with all of these kids making all this trouble is they got all their participation trophies, and when they don't get their way, they start breaking things. They go to Levitt Shell, they go to Graceland, where nothing now is sacred, and they vandalize it. And now the city has to use precious resources to go ahead and clean it up so that we don't have out-of-town guests seeing all this, so that our neighbors don't see all this, so that we don't have to sit there and look at it, that just because they don't get their way, they could destroy property, destroy other people's property in some fit and some tangent just because they didn't get their way.
They are all absolutely enabled. And many of these troublemakers, Frank, are outsiders being flown in, allegedly on the George Soros dime, on airplanes, however they're getting here. And there's a lot of outside agitators. That said, let's move on to the shell game that is going on in the Memphis City Council with this plan to move money from police and fire under the guise of, oh, let's move it over to the zoo. I believe, and you're gonna straighten this out for us, I believe that this is a shell game, but the agenda behind it is to defund the police even further.
Well, that's a perfect setup. Thank you, Robin. Let's dig a little deep. The chairman of the budget committee has had a problem with the zoo. I don't know why. He's never said. But every time there's a funding issue with Memphis Zoo, he has always had a problem. Well, you can see the zoo in many different lights. The way I see it is world-class, world-renowned, tens of thousands of kids every year get to go to the zoo, learn about the animals, get out of the classroom, see it in real life. We have the free day that thousands upon thousands upon thousands of families use to go see the animals and get some good exercise, okay? Well, for some reason, this one councilman has a major problem with all that. Sees it as maybe perhaps elitist, I don't know. But every time there's a chance to defund the zoo, he, of course, tries to do it. Well, his cover this time was, let's defund the zoo to help pay for people that are delinquent on MLJW bills. But don't worry, we'll still fund the zoo with police money. So you're exactly right. They're basically pulling money from the cops again, from public safety again, because they don't have to worry when they call and need a police officer. But, you know, when it comes to graffiti and all the things that we need where the community patrolling helps and works, no. We can't do that. They wanted to take $5 million from our police and at the same time try to kill one of the best things we have going on in Memphis, which is our Memphis Zoo. So we tabled it for further discussion, Robin, and I think I don't think it passes. I think everybody sees through this. But at the same time, it's just people's personal agendas against the police, against our landmarks, against our treasures like the zoo. It's starting to shine forward, and it's going to be a forever fight, at least for the next 3.5 years.
So a couple points here, Frank. Let's name names. Who is this city councilman at the head of this shell game?
Head of the budget committee.
And he's the head of the budget committee?
That's correct. Of course, my favorite part of all this conversation was, you know, Martavis is a financial advisor, and he was, you know, he's in charge of the budget and all that. And we passed the budget. We did all that. Well, he brought all this up yesterday, and the crazy part was he didn't even bother to check with anyone or the administration. The money was already spent. So he's trying to reallocate and reappropriate money that was already spent.
Unbelievable. I did a little math, Frank, and work with me here. You know, let's say the average police officer in the city of Memphis, you know, let's say 60 grand, right, with the health benefits, etc. Okay, let's just use that. Frank, you still with me?
Yes.
Okay, we have a little bit of a cell phone situation here, but
okay,
Frank, if you can still hear, you are. Okay, great.
There you are.
Here we go. So here's, bear with me for my math. So let's say average police officer, city of Memphis, $60,000. were down about 300, well, plus, but let's just say 300 officers, times 60K is $18 million. So the police department is really already defunded by $18 million. So why are we sending more money to the zoo? I mean, it all makes no sense to me. And we've already defunded the police department in the city of Memphis. It's absurd because we're down all these officers. Why are we taking more and more and more and more money away from the cops? And then, oh, the firefighters are being hit, their cars. I mean, what is this city going to evolve into, Frank?
Well, the city is going to continue moving forward because I think a clear majority of the council sees through the subterfuge. They clearly see through it, that the way we have the budget, the police are funded, the zoo is funded, we have everything, all our bills are paid, everything is rolling forward, good developments are coming. Robin, we're doing the right things. It's just, as Republicans, as conservatives, you know, we're always on the lookout for folks that want to, like Madam Pelosi, tell us what we have to do, but, oh, the rules just don't apply to her. You know, we're always on the lookout. We're always fighting to make sure that our police get as absolute much money as we possibly can get them, but also take care of the treasures of our city. You know, it is a fight, and Robin, you and I have always said this on the radio. We're going to fight the fight, but it's not going to stop the liberal elitists who want to change the world into their image. And always remember, they don't want to just change the world. They want to change the world into something they can control, where they control you, where you are dependent upon them, the government. That is power to them.
That's always the agenda behind every line item. Frank Colvett Jr., we really appreciate you here on Wake Up Memphis. So that discussion, the shell game, as I call it, that's being moved to the next Zoom meeting with no public comment?
Because of the pandemic, we recess every meeting. We don't adjourn. So that way we can be called back into session. I suspect next week we will go into session early to debate this topic. And of course, I'll be there for as many hours as it takes to defeat this. But that, I expect it to come up on special session next week. And it's a war. And we have to make sure that none of those votes flip, just like they did on the referendum. So, yeah, stay tuned. It's a war.
Well, you keep up the good fight, and we will see you back here on Wake Up Memphis next week. Frank Colvett Jr., you have a great day and a terrific weekend ahead. See you next week, my friend.
You do the same, my friend. Take care.
Okay, keep up the good fight. 6:18 here on the program. Good morning to Kenny Bozak, who's running our board behind the glass, along with Grace Baker. How are you this morning, folks?
Doing pretty good. How's it going?
Spectacular.
All right, Miss Grace, we are going to hit your trivia question this morning.
Ooh, I get to be Kenny today. So, the question of the day is, who did the Memphis Tigers football team play in the 2019 Cotton Bowl? Was it A, Ole Miss, B, Penn State, or C, Auburn? All you got to do is call us at 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926, and you'll win a signed Todd Starnes book.
And guess who's coming up at 6:35? We have Memphis Tigers superfan Jason Riaz joining us at the bottom of the hour. All the news as we count down to the big game. 6:19, back right after this.
All you early risers.
Good morning.
Morning.
Get Robin's daily podcast right now on Mighty990.com.
Hi, this is Jim Shoemaker. Join me Saturday at 10 a.m. for Talk Money as we discuss your financial questions and your concerns. Next week, Jamie Fish, he'll be talking about COVID-19 and the family. David Rochester, questions that you want to be answering before you retire. And Steve Anderson, he'll be talking about behavioral biases. That's Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on KWAM 990 FM 107.9, helping you make the most of your money.
Road trips, family reunions, pool parties, beach parties all have one thing in common. They all need snacks that come from Brim's. Mm. Brim's Snack Food has what you need. Cheese puffs, cheese curls, cracklins, cheddar fries, popcorn, pork rinds, potato chips, tortilla, and corn chips, and more. Brim Snack Foods have been providing employment for the Bartlett community for over 35 years, and their delicious snacks have been sold throughout the Southeast. Brim Snack Foods, family owned.
Hey, this is Chet from The Real Resistance. You guys ever notice these days how the people telling you to hashtag resist everything seem to be the exact ones drinking the government-issued Kool-Aid? Well, join me and Sherry, where she does her best to help you navigate the local and national political trends, and I try my best to get you to relax, use a little common sense, and instead of thinking like a Democrat or Republican, start thinking like an American. So join us here on The Real Resistance with Chet and Sherry every Saturday at noon on the Mighty 990, where we still party like it's 1776.
FarmView Market connects farm to family. From our large selection of finely butchered local grass-fed beef and Berkshire pork, and Georgia-grown stone-ground grits and cornmeal, to a variety of gourmet foods, organic wellness products, and handmade crafts. We partner with local farmers and artisan producers to bring you the best of the South. Visit us online at farmviewmarket.com.
For baby boomers, here's something to think about. Will you have enough income during your retirement? Are you absolutely sure? Do you understand the difference between growth and income? How about bonds and bond funds? Are you 100% ready for RMDs? Do you have an estate plan? If you've said no to any of these, we can help. Tune in our show. It's been designed with you in mind. It's the Retirement Income Program with Dave McAdams, right here, Sundays at noon.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-603-9978. 800-603-9978. 800-603-9978. That's 800-603-9978. Paid for by GoHealth.
Did Jesus promise to return within the first century generation? Discover why atheists, Muslims, Jews, and even some Christians believe that Jesus is a liar and the Bible is false. Join William Bell for discussion on the end times and Bible prophecy on the All Things Fulfilled Eschatology broadcast Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KWAM 990 and FM 107.9. Listen on Facebook at KWAM The Voice.
Now, back to Wake Up Memphis with Robin Walensky on the Mighty 990.
There it is, a little Memphis Tigers music for you as we turn to the trivia question at 6:23. Miss Grace Baker, hit it.
Yeah, so the question of this hour is, who did the Memphis Tigers football team play in the 2019 Cotton Bowl? Was it A, Ole Miss, B, Penn State, or C, Auburn? All you got to do is call us and you win a signed Todd Starnes book.
Oh, nice. Okay, let's hit the phone lines. Line one, I believe we have Jeremy in Bartlett with us. Jeremy, good morning and welcome to Wake Up Memphis. How you doing?
Good morning, y'all. I'm doing great.
Good. Do you know the answer, A, B, or C?
I do. I don't remember what the order was, but it's Penn State.
Penn State. Correct. All right. Kenny, do you have the music there?
I missed that sound.
No, I meant the sounder music. The sounder music. He's got it right.
Well, all I right. missed that Tiger sound, I'll tell you. I want to hear that again.
Yeah, Jeremy, are you looking forward to the game this weekend?
I do. I'm looking forward to some sort of normalcy.
What do you make of the fact, Jeremy, that the mascot's been banned?
I don't know. I don't know what to make of anything right now. I'm just trying to develop my new normal, bringing my kids in Walmart with masks on. It's sort of frustrating, but we'll do what we got to do to get America back.
Well, listen, thank you so much for being a new listener to the program. We appreciate you. And stay on the line with Miss Grace, and she will get you the book. Thanks so much. 6:25 here on Wake Up Memphis. Jeremy and Bartlett there calling in just in a matter of seconds. He knew the answer. So, Kenny, yesterday I reposted a President Trump tweet who writes, had a very productive conversation with Kevin Warren, Commissioner of the Big Ten Conference, about immediately starting up Big Ten football would be good, actually great for everyone, players, fans, country, on the 1 yard line, explanation point. And then on the Mighty 990 Facebook page, Marshall saying, bada bing, bada boom, play ball. And then Diane checking in, don't watch sports, I don't care. Melanie saying, let them all stay on their knee. Jamie, I really don't care at all. Kelly, don't care. Dale just wants the president to shut up. And then Randy saying, I hope all sports come back soon with fans in full stadiums. What do you think, Kenny, about this?
Well, it'd be nice. I don't think that there's any way that it's anything's going to look normal in the weeks ahead. Obviously, Saturday at the Liberty Bowl, they're only going to allow about 4,500 people there, or whatever the number is. It's like less than 10% of 8%. Capacity of the stadium. It's just going to be weird. It's just going to be totally weird, but that's the way it's going to be. So it's on ESPN. I'll be camped out at the Foscat Ranch watching it on the tube, I suppose.
And I know that the band can't be on the field, and so they only have a few. I think they have like a fraction of the band up in the stands, and yeah. Same with the cheerleaders. They can't be on the field, so they're like up in the stands. I spoke to some students yesterday, and they said, you know, mm-hmm. It's only a certain amount of capacity for students to go to the games, and they said they're supposed to stand 12 feet apart from each other. And I was just like, good luck with that.
12 feet apart?
Like, students, come on. So, like, you got your boyfriend or whatever, and you have to stand supposedly 12 feet apart from each other. Good luck with that.
So, touchdown Tigers, and you have to throw a high five from 10 feet away.
Yeah, you can't. You got to, like, lean all the way over to throw a...
And fiance, man, are, like, 12 inches apart from each other. Forget about the 12 feet. You guys don't separate. Like, I've seen all those engagement pictures. You're all cozy and cute and all. 12 feet away, he'll never put up with that.
Oh, no, we'll be watching at a restaurant or at a house or something. We're not going.
Right. Trying to support local business. And there's so many rules. And what do you guys make of this no mascot situation? What is that about?
I don't get it. What's the mascot's not going to...
The Tiger's not going to get it.
Spread coronavirus? What's the story there?
It just stinks. It's just like fun. Like you keep saying, Robin, fun is canceled. So you can't even have the mascot.
All right, let's say it. Fun is canceled.
Sorry.
It's true.
The mascot is, that's just bizarre. It makes no sense. It'd be one thing if that somehow either put the mascot's health in jeopardy or the mascot put our health in jeopardy. But neither one is even remotely possible, and no mascot. That's weird.
But the mascot is, in a sense, because of the outfit, the costume, has a built-in mask.
But no, but the live tiger isn't even allowed to be there. So you got Pouncer, who is like the mascot with the person inside the costume. And then you've got Tom the Tiger, who's in like kind of like a little trailer cage thing that they pull behind a truck around the field, you know, and have sirens and stuff, and can't have him either.
It's exhausting.
Yep.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Fun is canceled.
Back after this.
Robin Walensky.
New, fresh voice that'll wake up the people.
On the Mighty 990 KWAM.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, if you are a patriot and want to fly Old Glory in your yard, you need to check out Atlantic Flag and Pole's best-selling Phoenix Telescoping Flagpole Kit. Made of anodized aircraft-grade aluminum, it's durable, easy to operate. Atlantic Flag and Pole offers the best telescoping flagpole design and warranty in the industry. So get yours today at www.atlanticflagpole.com and enter the discount code O'Reilly to get 10% off your flagpole. On this Wednesday, I am thinking about cable news and how it has changed dramatically since I created a very successful program in prime time 24 years ago. In fact, the venerable and liberal Ted Koppel stated publicly that I am responsible for wrecking TV news. Thank you, Ted. Anyway, it's difficult to watch cable news these days because the pundits and guests refuse to answer direct questions, and the cable moderators allow the invasion, something that rarely happened in the no-spin zone that I created. This week on Fox News, for example, a Biden supporter was asked why old Joe did not mention the violent protests in his campaign speech during the convention. Well, the woman looked into the camera and said, President Trump encourages right-wing violence, not even close to answering the question about Mr. Biden. Then the other guest, a Trump person, was asked why the president didn't criticize the 17-year-old who killed two aggressive protesters in Kenosha, Wisconsin. She also looked into the camera and said, Biden is a dimwit or something. So I asked myself, why am I watching dodgeball? The sad truth is that television news, which remains the biggest draw in the news industry, no longer seeks to enlighten. Ideology has replaced information. To me, it's mostly boring, so I'm reading a lot more. And by the way, my new book, Killing Crazy Horse, is out next week. Yes, that's a plug, but I promise the book is far more exciting than anything you'll see on cable news. Now this. Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closing, social unrest. But you can avoid the panicked masses. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com today. Build an emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot preparedness company. MyPatriotSupply.com. That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
Armstrong and Getty looking forward to another week of shows kicking off Monday, and we'll check in on America's attitude toward calling riots peaceful protests. People seem to be getting tired of that.
More and more evidence that schools should be open and some simple techniques that'll keep everybody safe. We'll talk about that and goodness knows whatever else happens in the crazy world on the next Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty, weekdays at 8 on the Mighty 990.
Road trips, family reunions, pool parties, beach parties all have one thing in common. They all need snacks that come from Brim's. Mm. Brim's Snack Food has what you need. Cheese puffs, cheese curls, cracklins, cheddar fries, popcorn, pork rinds, potato chips, tortilla and corn chips, and more. Brim's Snack Foods have been providing employment for the Bartlett community for over 35 years, and their delicious snacks have been sold throughout the Southeast. Brim's Snack Foods, family owned.
From Bale Street to Byhalia, the Mighty 990 has you covered. Traffic, weather, now on the Mighty 990.
Good morning. Watch and traffic pick up actually here on Bill Morris Parkway coming out of Collierville headed towards 240. Traffic's just busy out here where you would expect for this time of the morning. Is a wrap up that earlier wreck. They had some injuries on 55 southbound at 3rd Street. They're still over there on the scene of that crash on Holmes Road near Hickory Hill Road. Still a lot of flashing lights in that area. It's time to get that free estimate at Bartlett's Nursery. Just call Sheila today at Bartlett's Nursery, 382-2521. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Here's your forecast from News Channel 3. Get ready for another round of showers and thundershowers midday. Temperatures will still climb into the mid and upper 80s behind southerly winds. We drop into the low 70s tonight. More showers with mid 80s tomorrow. Blue Agave, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Be sure to ask about today's special. It's Blue Agave by the railroad tracks in the heart of Hernando. I'm News Channel 3's Todd Demers on the Mighty 990 KWAM.
Now, back to Wake Up Memphis with Robin Walensky on the Mighty 990.
Good morning, everyone. 6:35 here on Wake Up Memphis. President Trump did go to Kenosha, Wisconsin yesterday, despite the fact that the Democratic mayor there and the Democratic governor didn't want him to come. Meanwhile, did you see the people lining the streets to see the president? 15 miles. 15 miles. People out there with Trump signs and cheering on the motorcade. Just amazing. Kaylee McInerney pointing that out. Also locally, which is making national news, the graffiti over at Graceland. Absolutely a disgrace. Disgusting. BLM. All sorts of language that we can't even put here on the radio or on TV. I mean, is anything safe or sacred in our society anymore? 901-260-5926. Oh, and that hypocrite, Nancy Pelosi, she doesn't want you to get your hair done. You've got to wear a mask. But when she goes to get her hair washed and blown out, she wears her mask as a necklace around her neck. Up, caught on camera, 6:36 as we pivot to the Mighty 990 Newsmaker line right now. Joining me, Jason Ray, Memphis Tigers super fan. Jason, welcome back to the show. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Robin. How are you?
I'm good. So we've got a stadium that holds, what, 59,000, and only 8% of people on Saturday are going to be let in. What is that, under 5,000? How's that going to work?
Yep. Looks like 4,500 people or so. I'm not one of the lucky ones. So, we'll see how that'll work. I don't know. It should be a fairly easy entrance and exit out of the stadium because anytime there's over around 20,000 or so, it becomes a little more crowded. But, in a stadium that large, it should be fairly easy to in and out the enter and exit.
You sound, I speak to hundreds of people a week on the phone. You sound a little down to me, a little disappointed. Are you finally there that, wow, we're actually going to even have a game? I mean, obviously, it's not going to be the same. The mascot's banned. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
The mascot, Tom Three not being there, that's going to be the first time I've ever seen a game without the live mascot there at Liberty Bowl. So that'll be strange. I know they're probably going to have the siren and everything like they normally do when there's a touchdown made. But I'm not down. I'm excited. We're going to have some people over to the house and watch it here. So it'll be a different sort of like an away game type scenario.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that makes sense. And on your Facebook page, you have a lot of engagement. What are your Memphis Tigers super fans telling you online?
Right now, most of the posts that I see are about Kenny Gainwell not playing this season. He opted out for this season and is going to train for the NFL, which is, it's wonderful for the program that we have kids that are going to move on and be seen at the next level. Gives us a little more exposure, but it's going to be a tough one to lose him. He's great. He was great last year in the bowl game. He was great all season last year. Stepped up when Patrick Taylor was out, and I'm just hoping with the two guys, Martin and Clark, can step up behind him.
Let me ask you this. It does take on a different vibe. Are you hearing anything about any of the other players in terms of keeping safe from coronavirus and how the team has handled this and then how they're going to be bringing in, only a certain amount of people into the game and how that's all going to work? What are you hearing about that?
Yeah, I feel like the program has done a great job at keeping the players sort of together during the fall training season and the summer workouts and all that stuff. I think they did plan ahead as a team as to what they were going to do, which has helped. Right now, I don't think I've heard of even one case on the whole team, and from what I understand, they're tested quite often. So,
these are some of the best athletes. Yeah, I mean, and these are some of the best athletes. They're constantly working out, these guys. They're eating right. They're in the best shape of their lives. So to me, even if someone did test positive, I know a couple of young people who have tested positive who haven't had any symptoms whatsoever. Again, I'm not a doctor, but I'm sure they're keeping a very close eye on the team ahead of the game on Saturday. What are you looking forward to the most, Jason?
Well, we're gonna start our little get together about 3 o'clock, and hopefully we have good weather. We're gonna hang out by the pool, and I'm just excited to see kickoff and see what we look like. I mean, we're up against the Arkansas State team. They've been pretty darn good the last couple of seasons, so it'll be a good test on the front end.
It's going to be competitive for sure. Well, listen, I know that everyone out there is making the best of it. And over the next couple of days here on Wake Up, if you know anyone who actually has a ticket, who's getting into the game, we would love to hear from you. 901-260-5926. Jason Ray, thank you so much. Memphis Tiger superfan. Just promote your Facebook site if you want to here. Go right ahead. How can people join your...
It's just the Memphis Tiger Football Fans on Facebook. It's easy to find. Just put that in the search bar.
All right. That's fantastic. Jason Ray, thanks so much for being a part of the program this morning. We certainly appreciate you.
Thanks, Robin. Have a good day.
You too. 6:42 here on Wake Up Memphis. Coming up next, we have Lou Dobbs for you straight ahead.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to Wake Up Memphis with Robin Walensky on the Mighty 990 KWAM.
I'm Lou Dobbs. Factory orders surge for the third month in a row. New York City public schools delay opening 11 days. Minnesota wineries win a big victory in court. Those stories next. You've all probably heard of asbestos and know that it's dangerous. And you may also know exposure to asbestos is the only known cause of mesothelioma, a deadly cancer. People who were exposed to asbestos decades ago are being diagnosed to this day with mesothelioma. That's because it can take as many as 30 or even 50 years to develop. But did you also know there's money to pay victims of asbestos exposure from years ago? An estimated $30 billion available to help compensate victims and their families. If you or a member of your family have been diagnosed with mesothelioma, you may be able to receive some of this money without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Get a free legal review today. Call Sokolov Law at 800-910-1950. That's 800-910-1950. Orders for big ticket goods expanding this month. The third month in a row, the manufacturing index has moved higher, the fastest pace in more than 16 years. The nation's largest public school system in New York City delays opening classes for another 11 days. The city's teachers' unions demanding the delay, and Mayor Bill de Blasio, of course, immediately caved to the teacher unions. A federal judge has struck down a Minnesota state law requiring wineries in the state to use grapes grown in Minnesota for most of their products. The ruling says the requirement posed an unconstitutional barrier to interstate commerce. The judge's decision may have potential far-reaching effects for other wine-producing states. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 5 o'clock, 7, 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
Since 1979, Brown Refrigeration has provided a high level of dependable service and quality products to customers all over the Mid-South.
Their highly qualified staff wants to help you select the comfort system best suited for your home and, most importantly, your budget. Give the team at Brown Refrigeration a call today at 901-362-1881 or visit them online at brownref.com.
Hi, this is Jim Shoemaker. Join me Saturday at 10 a.m. for Talk Money. We discuss your financial questions and your concerns. Next week, Jamie Fish, he'll be talking about COVID-19 and the family. David Rochester, questions that you want to be answering before you retire. And Steve Anderson, he'll be talking about behavioral biases. That's Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on KWAM 990 FM 107.9, helping you make the most of your money.
Road trips, family reunions, pool parties, beach parties all have one thing in common. They all need snacks that come from Brim's. Mm. Brim's Snack Food has what you need. Cheese puffs, cheese curls, cracklins, cheddar fries, popcorn, pork rinds, potato chips, tortilla and corn chips, and more. Brim's Snack Foods have been providing employment for the Bartlett community for over 35 years, and their delicious snacks have been sold throughout the Southeast. Brim's Snack Foods, family owned.
Hello, Memphis. I'm Todd Starnes, and I want to tell you a little secret about talk radio. Most stations are owned by corporate conglomerates. Fat Cat sitting in plush New York City offices, raking in the piles of cash from local advertisers. But they don't care about you, outsourcing news, traffic, and weather to far-flung places like Chicago. No heart. But that's not how we do things at KWAM. Our news anchor, born in Memphis. Our weather guy lives in South Haven. Locally owned, locally run radio matters, folks. And at KWAM, we put the heart back into radio.
Now, back to Wake Up Memphis with Robin Walensky.
Good morning, everyone. 6:47 here on Wake Up Memphis, hour one. And joining us right now in studio from the Better Business Bureau, as he does every week at this time, we have Randy Hutchinson. Randy, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
So nice to have you here again with us, back from your vacation over the summer. You have a story today that's very timely, having to do with the coronavirus and the PPE.
Yeah, it concerns actions that the Federal Trade Commission, actually I read about a second action I'll mention briefly, another government agency took, but it's against actions they're taking against sellers of personal protective equipment, masks, hand sanitizers, who are promising people, these are online sellers, promising people very quick turnarounds and not delivering. There's a government regulation, FTC regulation, called the Mail, Internet, and Telephone Order Rule that says sellers must ship goods within the time frame advertised. They're not necessarily required to advertise a specific time frame, but if they advertise, say, we're going to ship it immediately, ship it within 2 days, for example, then they have to do it. If no time frame is advertised, then with some exceptions, items should be shipped within 30 days. And if a shipper can't meet the advertised or 30-day time frame, they're required to notify the consumer and offer the consumer a refund. Or if the consumer says, well, I'll wait another week or something, then that's fine. But the point is, if they advertise quick shipping, they need to meet that obligation.
Yeah, we had a big story, Randy, in the news locally, probably a few weeks ago back, maybe even more than that. You know, it all molds into one with this coronavirus shutdown. But we had the folks over at FedEx delivering PPE to all the local hospitals that had ordered the stuff, and it came from China, of course. And we saw, you know, really the FedEx workers very hard at work over by the Memphis airport delivering the PPE. But this is still an ongoing issue, even 6 months into the pandemic.
Yeah, and in this case, the FTC, or cases, the FTC filed charges against four different companies. Some of the ads say pay today, ship tomorrow, or guaranteed to ship today. In fact, some shipments took weeks or months. Some never arrived at all. One fellow complained that he called, emailed, texted the company 40 times with no response. Some companies actually created shipping labels the day the order was placed, but then didn't deliver the goods to the post office until much later. Also, the consumers and the FTC said some goods were not of the quality advertised. And one company claim that its protein powder, a dietary supplement, would this is a health claim it made about coronavirus, would cling to and bite that coronavirus, push it out, and kill it. Of course, that was unsubstantiated. On a related matter, the Justice right. Department shut down 300 fraudulent websites, all being operated out of Vietnam, that were claiming to sell PPE. And the Justice Department said they had victims in all 50 states. The point, check companies, particularly online sellers, companies you're not familiar with, check them out with the Better Business Bureau. Enter the company name or product name into Google with terms like review, complaint, or scam to see if other customers have reported problems. Understand all the terms of the sale, including the refund policy. And always a good idea when you're buying something online, use a credit card. I'm not trying to suggest people go into debt, pay it off immediately when you get it if you can, but using a credit card provides you certain protections to dispute charges that you won't have if you pay with some other form of payment.
Now, Randy, you mentioned Vietnam, that some of these companies were out of Vietnam, but are any of these companies U.S. or most of them are Vietnam and China?
I don't know. The companies that the FTC took the actions against didn't say where they were, but I will tell you, they were online companies, and quite often these companies are overseas, and simply being overseas doesn't mean that it's a bad company, but again, you want to check them out. The Department of Justice action, yes, the 300 websites, they shut down, and this was, again, not so much because they were making false delivery promises, they just weren't delivering at all. It was just apparently out-and-out frauds, 300 websites being run by three residents of Vietnam.
Hmm. Very, very interesting and great information. Randy Hutchinson from the Better Business Bureau, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Good, thanks.
We appreciate you. 6:52 here on Wake Up Memphis as we turn it over to Kenny Bozak and, of course, to Grace Baker, our ace reporter. You know, Grace, yesterday you were working on a story. It was 9-1, and we were celebrating the 901, the area code, of course, with all the great deals in the area. Did you do anything special? Did you get a sandwich for 901? Did you buy anything for 901?
Well, I didn't utilize any of the deals, but I did go out to Huey's last night, which is a local place, and it was delicious, per the usual. So it was a good time. So I did get to at least go to a local business yesterday. I just didn't take advantage of their deals going on. I got a burger and fries.
Right. They had the $9.01 margarita or something I read online.
So I didn't get that. But I did get a really good burger and sweet potato fries.
That's got to be one big margarita.
It's 22 ounces.
You better have somebody else driving, is all I'll say.
Well, she's not drinking because she's got to fit into the dress and look amazing. And you are so thin anyway. But
the burger and fries probably didn't help.
You know, you have to have a little beef on the bone, as they say, right? You have to eat once in a while. You can't just starve yourself.
No.
When is your wedding?
It's in November, beginning of November.
Guess who was the officiant at a wedding the other day? None other than Ruth Bader Ginsburg from the Supreme Court.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I have a picture of it on my phone. Somebody sent it to me that she was as sick as she's been out and about marrying people. Can you imagine?
I mean, God bless her for that. I mean, she's obviously ideologically, she's not necessarily my cup of tea, but I wish her nothing but good health. And that sounds like a positive development. If she's able to marry people, then that would indicate she's probably doing better than she was, say, 6 or 8 weeks ago.
I'm slightly worried.
Who's marrying you?
I don't know yet. That's like one of the few things I have left. And we're getting married out of state, so that's why it's difficult, way more difficult to do it.
You want to know what I did?
What'd you do?
I had a friend of mine, and she's ordained. And I called her up and said, can you fly to Florida?
There you go.
And then there she was. It was very easy.
Yeah, I've got a few people I'm, you know, just looking around and seeing, because I really don't want it to be a stranger if it doesn't have to be a stranger. I am a little worried we're getting married pretty close following the election. I'm a little worried that the world's going to go, you know, even more bonkers than it already is following the election, depending on how it turns out.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing, Kenny, you bring up about that, you know, you're not into the politics of RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, but you know, politics should not really enter into a wedding. I mean, you know your relatives, you know the ones who are libs, you know the ones who are conservative, who are wearing the American flag pin on their blazer at the wedding, so you know where everybody stands, right? But then when everybody gets together, there's always a worry that the politics is going to enter into it, right, Grace?
I'm sorry, Grace, go ahead.
Yeah, so last night we were eating with a family member, and I was with my family, and, you know, before we got to the restaurant, my mom looked at us, she said, do not bring up politics. Let's just not talk about politics for, like, a couple hours. I was like, that sounds great to me.
Yeah, because, I mean, this could start a real war at the wedding. I mean, Kenny,
well,
these things have happened.
Yeah, it just gets kind of depressing sometimes, you know, just everything going on. It's not that we don't agree with the family member we were meeting with. It's just we just didn't want to have to talk about it. It just gets kind of depressing right now to talk about at nauseam.
My guess is I wasn't at obviously any of the weddings that Justice Ginsburg officiated, but my guess is politics was nowhere near that. That's just my guess that's parked in, parked somewhere else for the time. Let her practice politics when they're debating issues that are on the high court. But when she's doing someone's wedding, my guess is she's not going to involve any politics.
Except for the fact, guys, that I remember maybe about a year ago, and Grace, we can look this up online. There was a lady in New Jersey. She was young. I want to say she was in her 20s or 30s. And she actually went out and bought a red, white, and blue sparkly dress and put Trump on the front. And I believe the president in New Jersey, not far from his one of his golf courses, I believe the one he goes to in Bedminster, New Jersey, outside of New York City, on the way to Pennsylvania, I believe that the president stopped by the wedding knowing this was happening. But I've got to check my facts on that. I do remember that she had on this very Miss America style, a long gown, and made it red, white, and blue with Trump. Grace, maybe you can wear that.
Was it her wedding dress?
I believe it was.
I think I saw pictures of that online.
That's one way to get someone's attention.
Isn't it? I mean, or maybe she's like Cher and she had a lot of costume changes and then it was her.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes women wear the dress for the ceremony and then they put on another dress for the party.
I have never understood that. I'm like, you bought your wedding dress and you only get to wear it once and you're going to wear it for like an hour and then take it off and put on another dress that's equally as expensive. I don't get that.
Maybe it's your special day and you want two dresses. I wore this. Here's the deal on my wedding. The person who married us was a personal friend, someone who knows Bama Greg and myself. She flew out with her husband to Florida. We had a great time. It was nice to have, you know, like you say, the personal touch, someone that knows you, which is always nice. And then I wore the same dress for the ceremony and for the dinner. Like you say, Grace, you know, you spent the money. You want to get some mileage and minutes out of the dress,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, because you're not, I mean, you're probably not going to put it on again.
Mine is still, I haven't even looked at mine. It's still sitting in the bag in my closet.
Exactly.
It's got to be dry cleaned, but you know how that goes.
Yes.
Well, let me say this. We've got Nancy Pelosi, and we're going to put it out there to the Wake Up listeners. Is she a hypocrite? She says that you have to wear a mask when you go and get your hair cut or your hair done. But oh no, she's not wearing one. Chet Hopper is here warming up on the bench for hour two. We've got another big trivia question for you coming up on the show where you can win a great prize. Also want to remind folks to stay tuned after Wake Up Memphis. We have Armstrong and Getty for you. They're terrific, followed by the Todd Starn Show with his A-list guests from 11 to 2 right here on the Mighty 990. It is 7 o'clock. We'll be right back after the news.